In area news, the Pottawatomie County Emergency Management Agency reports it's gathering public data to pursue participation in the flood buyout programs in the unincorporated areas of northwest Pottawatomie County, the City of Oakland, and the City of Council Bluffs. Doug Reed, Director of Emergency Management, said a listing of known impacted areas and properties were provided to the Iowa Homeland Security and Emergency Management to conduct a financial analysis on the maximum potential costs for a buyout program within the county. Reed says what we need to compile now is a list of property owners that are interested in participating in the program. A buyout program is completely voluntary on the part of the property owner. The list will be used to determine program eligibility, have a better understanding of what the actual costs could be, and assist the local jurisdictions in determining program priorities in order to submit the official applications for participation. Owners of residential, agricultural, or commercial properties located within a special flood hazard area and were impacted by the flooding of 2019 are asked to review general program information and submit an interest form online at an address linked for which is under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Once the list is compiled, the governing board or councils of the respective jurisdictions will formally decide whether to participate in the program, and if so, establish program priorities for potential buyout offers. Property owners meeting program criteria will be asked to submit a statement of voluntary transaction, which will then get their property listed on the official applications submitted to applicable state and federal program authorities. Property owners must submit their information on the online registry no later than 3 p.m. Thursday, October 31st. Submission of information does not commit the property owner to selling their property, and owners may elect to withdraw from the program at any point prior to final execution of property transaction agreements. The property owner submitting information on the interest registry will be contacted regarding their program status and the next steps. Officials of the Stewart Police Department yesterday said that on Saturday at around 1:13 p.m., Stewart officers were dispatched to 615 Southwest 7th Street, apartment number 1, on reports of three people breaking into an apartment and climbing through a window. Now, that, by the way, is the same apartment where 2 days earlier a shooting had occurred between police and a wanted man. A Stewart officer contacted two males Saturday who were leaving the apartment. Both told the officer they were there to collect their belongings for a friend and that they were the only two in the apartment. Upon further investigation, though, it was determined that a female, later identified as Amanda Comley of Stewart, was inside the apartment hiding in a back bedroom. The officer had acknowledged that Comley was wanted on a statewide extraditable warrant. Officers were able to convince Comley to exit the apartment on her own, where she was taken into custody without incident. Comley was transported to the Adair County Jail by Adair County Sheriff's deputies to be held for the originating county. And on a related note, Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater yesterday said that 32-year-old Amanda Marie Comley of Stewart was arrested on a Clark County warrant for child endangerment. That was the original warrant for Saturday. The woman, as I mentioned, was found hiding in the same Stewart apartment where a shootout occurred last Thursday night. She was being held in the Adair County Jail on the warrant. Vandewater said also that on October 13th through the 25-year-old Rachel Christine Harkin of Ankeny was arrested by Greenfield Police for OWI first offense. Harkin was released later that same day on $1,000 cash or surety bond. And as previously reported, on October 15th, 26-year-old Derek Devin Henry of Stewart was arrested by Stewart Police for sexual abuse in the third degree and burglary in the third degree. His arrest was the result of an incident where Henry allegedly gained entry into an apartment by entering through the window and sexually assaulted a 15-year-old female in front of the girl's friend in their bedroom. Henry, who lived in the same apartment complex, was arrested later that same day and was being held on a $100,000 cash-only bond in the Adair County Jail. Sheriff Vandewater reports on October 15th also, 40-year-old Michael Ross Waddingham of Indianola was taken into custody on an Adair County warrant for violation of parole, and he was being held without bond until released the following day to the Iowa Department of Corrections. On October 18th, 41-year-old Brandy Sue Whitney of Creston was arrested at the Adair County Courthouse on a minimus for felony violation of probation. She was sentenced to serve a total of 60 days in the Adair County Jail and may be required to reimburse the jail for costs. And on October 19th, 24-year-old Brandon Campbell Dominie West of Greenfield was arrested by Greenfield Police on a Madison County warrant for failure to appear on a possession of controlled substance marijuana first offense charge. West was being held on $1,000 cash or surety bond with regard to the warrant. And the Glenwood police said yesterday that both people missing from Glenwood have been found safe. 14-year-old Michael Johnson Jr. had been reported missing since Tuesday of last week. Officials announced Johnson had been found on Sunday. 15-year-old Brooklyn Hanley, who went missing on October 17th, was also reportedly found Sunday. Glenwood police thank everyone for their assistance in offering to locate both of the individuals or who shared social media posts in an effort to bring both teens home safely. Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday had reported five recent arrests. On Saturday afternoon, 34-year-old Justin Banks of Council Bluffs was arrested on a warrant for child endangerment and domestic assault. And early Friday morning, 41-year-old Kevin Raymond Casper of Omaha was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. Late Thursday night, 57-year-old Robert Ryan Pond of Council Bluffs was arrested in Mills County for possession of a controlled substance and drug paraphernalia. Last Thursday afternoon, 22-year-old Mallory Carver of Glenwood was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and paraphernalia. And Thursday morning, 61-year-old Wilbur Steed of Omaha was arrested at the Pott County Jail on a Mills County warrant for probation violation. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.